الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, beloved elders and brothers, we had been discussing those distinguishing qualities of the mu'mineen and the believers, those that engage in trade, in business and commerce, those outstanding qualities that attracted the people towards Islam, that were projected by them, those code of ethics that were taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was found in their lives, not only in the masajid but also in the business place. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. We had mentioned some incidents of the past, how people had traded, how they had showed consideration, what was their integrity as far as business is concerned, their truthfulness and their honesty. This is not mere stories that we are mentioning. The idea is that I firstly must emulate and follow in their footsteps, and all of us must take lessons from them in the way they had traded. We had mentioned Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh. People had come to him and offered him to buy his merchandise, wherein he was getting a profit of 5,000 dirhams. And thereafter, another group came and told him, we will offer you a price wherein you will get the profit of 10,000 dirhams. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi rejected the offer, though he was getting 100% more, because he said, I had made an intention to give to sell this to the first group. Though this was not conclusive, did not tell them he will give it to them, was an intention in his heart only known by him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he felt it improper for him to get more profits here. This, alhamdulillah, was found in that town, that time, and even in these days we find, I was told recently by one of the persons, that there was a person that was selling a property here in South Africa for 15 million rand. And the owner was overseas, and he gave an offer to a person to purchase this property. That person took his own time, and he purchased it about after a year or so. He said the price had escalated to 25 million. But this person kept to his word and sold it to him for 15 million. So we find this can be done in every age and era. The pre-requirement for this is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the taqwa and piety of the heart, and here consideration for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping to our promises, etc., that can be fine. Reminded me of a very old incident. There was one prominent chartered accountant in town. Long time ago, he had intended to sell some of his property, and he had offered it to some person and told him, if you come up with a buyer, then I will give you 5,000 rands. It's mentioned that this person went around looking for a buyer, and after a long time he came to him after the property was sold and told him, here I have a buyer to buy your property. He said, but my property is sold. But despite that, the chartered accountant gave him the 5,000 rands. The property was sold already. There was no need for a buyer. But he kept to his word. He understood that this person had done some efforts to go and look for a buyer. And thereafter he had come to me. I had not informed him prior to that the property is sold. But despite the property being sold, he honors his word and gave him that 5,000 rand. So here, the time passes. It was approximately, I would say, safely about 20 years ago that this had happened. But the incident leaves a mark in the hearts and minds of people to show what is business integrity. The person says something, how he honors his words, etc. And we find this is the teachings of Islam, where a person honors his word. We find many, many incidents. This is an incident of Muhammad bin Munkadir rahmatullahi. He was also a cloth merchant. It's mentioned about him that he used to sell only two types of clothing, two types of cloth and fabric. One was worth 5 dirhams and the other one was worth 10 dirhams. Says, for some reason he had to leave his business and attend to something. He left his worker in charge to take in charge of the business while he was gone. While he was gone, a Bedouin had come, and he had come to purchase some cloth, and by mistake this person had sold him the cloth that was worth 5 dirhams for 10 dirhams. Upon his return, he has inquired where this money come from. He was informed about the incident. So he told his worker that you have put us into real difficulty. You have put us into real difficulty. In other words, we have sold that piece of clothing that is worth 5 dirhams for 10 dirhams. Now, go and look for that person. Go and look for that person and bring him here. It's mentioned it took the whole day. Took the whole day for that person to go around looking for that customer, that Bedouin that had come and bought this material and the clothing from him. And thereafter when he brought him, he told him the reality of what had happened. That person told him that the transaction is over and I am satisfied. The Bedouin, the purchaser, tells him the transaction is over and I am satisfied. This person says, you may be satisfied, but I am not satisfied. I am not satisfied because they sold you something more expensive than what we normally sell it for. Now you have three options. Either you pick another cloth which is worth 10 dirhams, or you keep that with you and we return 5 dirhams to you. And the third option is this, that you revoke and cancel this sale, you give us back that clothing and we give you back your money. Says that person says, well, I choose to keep the clothing with me and you can return the 5 dirhams to me. He returns the 5 dirhams to me and this person asks him, who are you? And when the person identifies himself, he tells him, he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, it's the likes of these people through whom we beseech, whose blessings we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain in the time of drought. Otherwise, it's the people like this, of this caliber, people of this caliber that are so honest and so truthful. Now if you examine here the incident, first of all, this person had brought in, the worker had brought in more income. Worker had brought in more income than what you ought to bring. Current scenario, when we are only after profit, then not only rebuke and tell him you put us into difficulty, people tell him, mashallah, instead of 5 you earn 10 dirhams for me. Secondly, by sending him out to search for that man, he's losing the services of his servant for one entire day. Entire day he's gone looking after that person, does not mind why, because he's ever conscious it's not proper for him to retain that 5 dirhams, even if it costs him service going and looking for that person. Thirdly, when that person comes to him and he tells him what had happened, that person tells him the transaction is over and I'm completely satisfied. This gives him enough time, sufficient grounds to say, well, this person, customer, is satisfied, like we normally say, he is satisfied, so what's there? No, his conscience is still there that I have given him something that was worth less. Then he could have told him that you take another piece of cloth which is worth 10 dirhams and the transaction is over. No, he gives him an option. Either you return, either you make another choice, or either you keep that clothing, we give you 5, and if you want, you can completely cancel this deal and take back your money, we will keep the things with us. This is why today we are sitting so much centuries after that, and we are talking about what had happened. It was the integrity, the honesty, the truthfulness, the consciousness, the consideration for the customers. Not only this, that we make a quick buck and we carry on. Why? Because everything turns out at the end of the day with barakat and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And blessings are in those roses that are completely halal. Those roses where a person does not infringe upon the rights of people, where he earns a halal living, there is that living, we find there is blessings therein. Similarly, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports, it comes in Muslim Sharif and Bukhari Sharif, an incident of the people of the past. Just to show the integrity or the taqwa or the piety or the consciousness and the realization that we have to be standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accountability, not the wealth that was there. One person buys a piece of land from another person, and thereafter while he's digging the land, he comes across a jar of gold. And obviously now he has purchased the land, and whatever is in the land obviously we feel belongs to him. He comes with a jar of gold and goes back to the seller and tells him that this does not belong to me. I have not purchased the gold, I have purchased the land. And what is the response of the person that sold? The seller says, I have sold the land with whatever it contains. Otherwise, the buyer is not prepared to take this jar of gold, not a jar of coal, a jar of gold. He's not prepared to take it because it was not part of the deal. And the seller is not prepared to take it because he has said, when I sold the land, I have an intention, whatever is in the land is yours. Both of them are arguing not to take the wealth. They are arguing to leave the wealth. This person says, the buyer says, I can't take it. And the seller says, I can't take it. This was the taqwa and piety that was there. Not to take away any wealth that's doubtful. Not to take any wealth that we are not sure about. So they took it to the arbitrator. Mentioned that was Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. And they asked him, what do we do with this wealth? He told to them, asked them if they have any children. He was told one has a male, one has a son and one has a daughter. He proposes that they get married to each other and use this wealth, and the remainder they give out as sadaqah. Now let's look at it today in our current times. When this becomes a scenario, what do we find? that the person that bought the land claims the jar of gold because he found it in his land and he has bought it. And the person that sold it also will claim it, that I had not sold a jar, I had only sold the land, I had not sold a jar of gold. And like one person had mentioned, which may sound a bit in a light-hearted note, he says, when it's taken for arbitration, the judge might say, I will take it, don't worry about it. It may seem something that's a little funny, but the reality of affairs is this, that trustworthiness, amanat, truthfulness, and staying away from doubtful wealth has gone far away from our contemporary conditions. We find sometimes, even when a person claims something or writes something in writing, suddenly he looks for some loophole to get out of that contract. And he says sometime that I will see you in the courts, I will fight this case in the courts, yet it is absolutely clear as daylight that he has agreed to give certain things, but why? The business integrity is not there, that trustworthiness is not there, that honesty is not there, the consciousness of standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there. The motto is, let it come, whatever is coming, let it come. Our object is just to amass wealth and to get wealth, irrespective of what the type of wealth is. And as we mentioned, that if the wealth is from haram sources, then we find that effect of haram remains there, and it takes different forms that we can't fathom and we can't imagine. Sometimes it's sickness, sometimes it's hijacking, sometimes other calamities and difficulties and hardships, sometimes it's from within the family and within the children, sometimes from the workers, etc. When haram is there, it shows its color in many, many ways. Another thing sometimes we tend to forget is that rosy is predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is supposed to be coming to our way, it will come to our way. The only thing that tests and challenges is that we adopt the right way. It must be Sharia compliant. All our activities in the business must be Sharia compliant. Then we can expect some barakat in our business. Similarly, we find today in our contemporary times, we find if a person is trading in this area and he has a hardware, for example, another merchant comes by with a hardware store, the war begins. This person has come here, he's going to take my rosy away. He's going to take my rosy away. You don't need two hardware shops. And the arguments carry on and on and on. Inna Allahu ar-Razzaq. Allah yastutu rizqa lima yasha wa yaqdir. Allah Ta'ala tells us over and over again, He is the one that gives rosy. He is the one that gives rosy in the way He wants. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Whomsoever He wishes to give, without any measure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. The rosy comes not from mine, your earning. We need to make an effort, but it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is divinely decreed by Him, that will reach us. That is why we find that people that have firm yakin, they welcome that business person. If I am a hardware merchant, and he's also a hardware merchant, welcome brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you barakat in your rosy, and give barakat in my rosy as well. It was quite strange, and we had gone overseas in Pakistan. We found currently many places we find that the merchants of one profession or the type of business, one type of business used to be found in one area. We were studying out of that madrasa, we had chemists lined up from one end to the other end, all of them selling the same items. And all of them are getting along with each other. All of them have the rosy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no conflict, there's no danger, there's no hatred amongst themselves, or there's no fear that this person will take away my rosy. Like one Sheikh Zulfikar had mentioned a beautiful incident, forgot where it was, I think it was somewhere in Sham, etc. One person had gone into a store and he had gone to purchase an item. He had gone there, identified the item, and then asked what the price of the item was. He was told the price of the item and he was about to purchase the item. The shopkeeper told him, kindly go purchase it from opposite my shop. So this person went there, first asked him why. He said, don't ask many questions, go and buy it there. This person accepted and he went and purchased it from the person opposite his shop. Thereafter he came back, curiosity was there. What is the reason when you identify the item, you have the item, you're selling the item, now you wish to purchase the item, still you don't want to give it to me. When he comes back, he tells him, I'm observing my neighbor here. He from the morning, no customers has gone into his store. And he has a wife and he has little children. In consideration for my fellow businessman there, I sent you to him. I think he was a non-Muslim, if I'm not mistaken, and he accepted Islam when he saw this integrity, honesty, consideration for the next businessman. So this is what Islam teaches us, that to live and to let live, not just that we must be there earning all the time, and no matter what comes, what rules, no matter what the business ethics of Islam are, what the principles are taught to us, they're all thrown overboard. We are just there to make a buck. And everybody we find, in that time, in that era, close to the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honesty, trustworthiness was a quality that was found in absolutely everyone. Virtually everyone had that quality. This mentioned one occasion, one person had some monies to give out, and there was a blind beggar going by, and he gave him a purse. He had two purses, one had gold coins, and one had silver coins. dirham and dinar, like you know in that time. So this person gave him the coin, gave him the purse, and that blind person took that purse and went to the greengrocer the next day and told him, count the silver coins. And whatever I owe you, take it from there and give me the returns. That person opened up that purse and told him, they are not silver coins, they are gold coins therein. This person realized, the beggar realized, firstly, that person was so truthful. He is dealing with a person who cannot see. And yet, he says, the coins that you had given me are gold coins and not silver coins. He returns it to that beggar. Beggar takes it and goes and looks for that person and gives it to him. He says, it looks like you have made a mistake. You wanted to give me a purse containing silver coins, but this contains gold coins. That person told him, yes, you are right. But now, since I have given it to you, it will remain with you. And for your honesty, you come to me every month, and I'll give you 5 dirhams every month, over and above, because of your honesty that you have. Here we find a person is blind, but look at his truthfulness. Look at that person who's a greengrocer. He's dealing with a blind person. You could have just imagined, he could have told him that there's silver coins here and carried on. But no, he is also truthful, and he is also honest. This beggar is also honest. And thereafter he goes and gives the money back to that person. He's rewarded here also in this dunya, where he's given 5 dirhams every month. And of course the rewards, a real reward, light await for him and for us in the hereafter. So this was the attribute of the people of that time, irrespective of who it was. Reminds me of that incident where the wives were also so trustworthy. There was a businessman and a trader. He used to go on his business expeditions and used to stay away for a long time from his home. And thereafter come back. The wife suspected that this man must be married in that town where he goes. She sent somebody to spy on him, and she was established that yes, this person is married in that town. He's married in that town. Obviously, what was the reaction? Not the reaction of today. She began to realize that after all, my husband needs a wife. That is why I must have gone there and got married. She did not rebuke him, nor reprimanding, nor reproach him, or do anything to him. She remained absolutely silent. It's mentioned after a while, this person had passed away, and she was the only one in the family that was aware of that wife. And when the inheritance was given out, then look at the integrity and honesty of this lady. Then she divides that inheritance by half and sends it with the messenger to that town, to that lady who her husband was married, that I am not entitled to this entire inheritance, I am entitled to half of it, and she's entitled to half. This was her integrity, her honesty, and she knew the reality of affairs. Then what happens? Look at the integrity and honesty of that woman. That woman sends it back and says, a few days before my husband, your husband and our husband had passed away, he had divorced me. And in the light of that, I am not deserving of this any longer. Integrity and honesty of this woman, integrity and honesty of that woman, when it was there, the wealth remains. But a lesson remains also with that we also sit and reflect and imagine, woman is out there to get wealth, the husband is gone, but she's so honest, she realizes that she does not deserve all this wealth, she's prepared to give it to that person that is there. So this was a quality that was found. And the debtors also of that time find many, many hadiths, many, many stories in the hadith. In Bukhari Sharif also we find an incident of a person who had taken a loan from a person and had taken 1,000 gold coins from him. Asked, who will be the guarantor? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the witness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, I will pay it to you in a certain time, an appointed time. Thereafter, when the appointed time had come, this person was living across the river or across the sea, whatever it was, Allah Ta'ala knows the reality, across the waters he was living, and when its appointed time had come, then we find the creditor had come there to the shore, waiting for this person to come and give him the money. And that person had gone there to the shore, waiting for some conveyance, so he can fulfill his promise to this person. And what happens? He says, when he's there, he finds nothing and nobody there to help him and assist him to send this money across to the creditor that is waiting here. He says, he takes a piece of wood and he carves the wood, and thereafter he puts this money and these coins in the wood and he throws it into the sea, depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawakkul and putting his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person waits here for a long time. When nothing appears, he feels despondent that this person has not honored his word, and thereafter he's about to leave. When he sees a piece of wood floating, he takes it and says, I will take this as firewood. When he goes home and he breaks up that wood, he finds that money is there and a note is there from that debtor that I am sending the money that I have taken you, making tawakkul and placing my trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ensures that debt had reached him. And the light of the hadith is fine. When a person takes a loan from a person and he has a firm intention of paying that loan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that loan paid and assists him in paying that loan. So here we find, when the people are truthful, trustworthy and honest, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists them as well. And the basic line, the basic bottom line here is that we should be contented with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mat, and then we will find the barakat. We all want barakat, but we find the actions that we carry out sometimes are contrary to the actions of barakat. As I mentioned, interest, those things, deception, cheating, etc. These are things that take away the barakat that will come into the business. Yes, there's all those attributes that we have mentioned that are found. Together with that, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned the hadith, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani wa barik li fi. Oh Allah, grant me contentment in the wealth you have given me, and wa barik li fi, and grant me barakat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, in the light of this incidents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to emulate these people, how they had upheld the principles of Islam, the principles of deen, the principles of conducting business in the business space as well, and they were conscious of the sharia at all times. In this manner we find that we will get barakat. And Allah ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us also that if you want to become rich and wealthy, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a beautiful prescription, a very, very simple and beautiful prescription. وَرْضِ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. You want to become the richest of people, then the only way is what? That وَرْضِ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ. Become content, happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has apportioned for you and fixed for you. Become happy with that. Once you are happy and contented, تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. You will become the richest of people. That is why we find sometimes the richest of people are not those people that amass a great amount of wealth, are those people that have contentment. Sometimes they have nothing with them, but they are completely contented. The heart is contented, and we find that they have peace and tranquility in their house and their hearts and minds, their peace of mind, their peace of mind, and we find tranquility in their lives because of contentment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to uphold the principle of deen at all times, in the masajid when it's come to our salat, in the path of Allah when it's going out, in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the business places, in the homes, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, we have a Palestinian jamaat here in our masjid. They will be here for 2 days, inshallah. We are humbly appeal to the people to benefit from them and to assist them in their mission. They are here to assist us for the same thing, how the entire deen can come into our lives, and we can project the deen everywhere, in the masajid, in the business place, etc. Secondly, last night we had an eyewitness account of the conditions of our brothers and sisters in Syria, and that heart-rending account was such that I'm sure every person who was seated here was really moved at their conditions. So alhamdulillah, the Mashura, we have decided to embark on a collection campaign every day, inshallah, from today onwards. And it was decided that we'll take over the bakery project that will be there in Syria, where bread is baked and given to the poor people who have nothing to eat, the orphans and widows, etc. That will cost plus minus 2 million rands. It seems a very big thing, but like I was mentioning last week, sometime we are driving a car with millions of rand, and we are squeezing the old lady on the road for 2 rands. One of the Pusallis that were here came to me. He said, "Mona, so-and-so drives a Ferrari worth 1.3 million. That's his weekend car." So we are asking here, we are the community, inshallah, to go on this project, where Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for us. We can collect some monies, plus minus 2 million rand, and inshallah we appeal specifically to the business community and to every one of us here, everyone speaking for myself, all of us can make a contribution. Together with that, we had mentioned we should make dua. Together with this, make dua for the plight of our Muslim brothers there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. The details of this collection, etc., will be written on the board. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.